Of course, let's get back to our other story we were covering about the situation in Iraq and the growing terrorism there. Let's talk to Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert from Madison. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Barrett, why do you think there's been an upsurge in terrorism and killings in Iraq? I mean, there must be a reason.
Yes. Right now, what we're seeing is an orchestrated effort by the enemies of Islam, the people who want to dominate the Middle East from outside the Middle East and from their base in occupied Palestine, to divide the Islamic community, to divide Sunni from Shia, and to set them at war with each other as part of a divide and conquer effort. And of course, that's a classic modus operandi of imperialism, is divide and conquer. Now, at this very moment, we have this war going on in Syria, which the outside colonial imperialist and Zionist forces are trying to turn into a Muslim civil war largely between Sunni and Shia, but of course there are many offshoots of these various groups. And more than anything else, what we need right now in the Middle East, in the Muslim community, and in the world is unity and solidarity and clear thinking. The Quran says that Allah tells us that we were created in different nations, sects, and tribes so that we could compete in goodness, not so we could kill each other. And the different, the Muslim groups need to start competing in goodness and working for independence, working for justice, rather than falling for these divide and conquer operations.
Indeed, and speaking of Muslim sects, I mean, there was recently a praying ceremony that was taking place in unison in one mosque between Shias and Sunnis. I mean, how significant is this move by both these communities? What impact would it have on curbing efforts to sow sectarian strife in Iraq?
Well, it's a wonderful development, and we need more of this all over the world. Sunni and Shia Muslims ought to be reaching out to each other all over the world right now to nip this civil war in the bud, and to stress that there is solidarity between all Muslims. It's great that it's happening in Baghdad, and that there's a history of that. In Iraq, up until the recent period of chaos and war, invasion and occupation, Sunni and Shia, for the most part, were seeing each other as being on the same level. Families intermarried. There were episodes of strife, but overall, Sunni and Shia got along very well, prayed together even. And here in America, Sunni and Shia pray together in many communities, including our community in Madison, Wisconsin. And we need to work even harder to do this. And it's great that they're doing it in Baghdad. And I ask all Muslims all over the world to try and make an effort to get to know your neighbors who have a slightly different style of Islam than yours. And you may find out that they're wonderful people, and united we may be able to get a lot more done positively than if we're divided.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert from Madison. Thanks for your time, as always.